Hello?
Hi.
Okay, yeah, they're doing a study or something. Linguistics people. We could talk about law firms. I mean, you
Yeah.
don't mind being recorded, do you?
No, I don't.
No?
We're not talking
Okay.
about anything private, so I don't really care.
Yeah. So you're looking for jobs in New York right now?
I'm gonna look for a job, I think, in DC and New York.
Yeah, I'm looking in New York and also Philadelphia. I want to work in Hawaii, but I don't know how I'm going to interview there.
And the other thing is, you don't want to work in Hawaii because when you look for your real job next summer, they're not going to take you seriously if they know that you spent your summer in Hawaii just because you
They're
want to be
not.
in the warm weather. Yeah.
What's wrong with Hawaii?
I mean, it just shows like a lack of seriousness, I think,
Really?
commitment.
So they're going to think the same thing if I get a job in Florida.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you should get a job where you plan to permanently work. You know, if you want to work in New York, I would look for a job in New York because it shows that you're committed to New York.
Oh, great. Have you ever spent a summer in New York? How is it?
Never. You should ask Janet, though. I mean, she's been there for over a year now.
Oh. Oh, what's her number?
Oh,
Is
I
it
don't know it
different
off the top
now?
of my head. You can call her. When are you going to call her? If you call her during the day, you can call her at work.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to call after I get back,
Yeah.
since I'm in California right now.
She was actually home for a few days, but she had to go back to work on Tuesday.
Wasn't she looking around for a new apartment?
Excuse me?
Wasn't she looking around for a new apartment?
Yeah, but I think she decided not to.
Oh.
She's going to stay at her place. And then she thinks that I'm going to be in New York because I'm transferring. And I'm submitting three transfer applications to Harvard, to NYU, and to Columbia.
Oh, you're doing the transfers right now?
No, the applications are not due until August. So
Until
if you want to
August?
transfer, you can also, I mean, if you get good grades, you can also transfer. Unless you're happy at UPenn.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good. I'm sure all the law schools are pretty much the same.
They are, but I think there are certain law schools like Harvard and Columbia that do have a slightly better reputation.
Yeah, I guess that much is true.
Instead of being like a top 10, they're probably a top 5 school.
Yeah.
You know? So, my sister thinks that I'm gonna get into one of the New York schools. I'm gonna go to one of these New York schools, so she wants me to move to New York and she wants us to live together.
Did you say you were applying to NYU?
NYU,
Okay,
Has a
and
very strong law school, although not a very good undergraduate program.
yeah, but it's next to Greenwich Village. It's
Greenwich Village is such a fun area. That's where we went when we went bar hopping.
yeah, I'd like to.
It would be so much fun to go to school there and to live there. I think I want to work in New York for like maybe like not for long to maybe for 5 or 10 years.
Yeah. I want to try for a master's program sometime just to somewhere. NYU would be nice for that, so I could just go to the bars, enjoy the nightlife, and get a master's and maybe teach college maybe.
Yeah, meet lots of interesting people. I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I guess I'll try to transfer.
No, don't transfer unless you're happy. I mean, don't transfer if you're happy at your school.
Well, I am, but I think I can be happy elsewhere, I think. Well, I'll see. I'll see what comes up. I'm also trying to apply to a master's in French just at UPenn.
Oh.
See if they let me do a joint degree, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I have to think of some sort of excuse. Right now I'm thinking of telling people, yes, I want to become a professor of law and literature. Do you think they'll buy that?
I don't know.
Because no one teaches law and literature, really. Except that, let's see, I think U of Chicago had something. And I think Cardozo Law School had something. Okay, so, do you know what firms you're looking into in New York?
No, not really.
No. You're going to go for the big firms like Sullivan and Cromwell, Wachtell,
How do you know
Cravath.
about those firms?
Well, I've been looking into firms, kind of. I've been researching federal clerkships
mm-hmm.
and a few of the firms. And I guess I talked to a bunch of 2Ls about some of their interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What firm did you work in?
Holland & Knight.
Uh-huh.
It's a Florida firm, but they have like a fairly large branch in D.C. with about 90 attorneys.
Mm-hmm. And they made you work 80 hours a week?
Oh, I worked there till, you know, 9 or 10 on the weekdays. I spent most of my weekends in the office. I pulled a few all-nighters, too. So, it was pretty tough.
Yeah, but from what I've been reading, a lot of the summer associate positions really demand high hours. I was surprised. I thought it was just kind of dreamland.
Oh, yeah. They demand a lot of hours. Not only a lot of hours in the office, but they expect you to attend all these social events.
Mm-hmm.
But they take up all of your weekends because you have to go to these social events.
But those are supposed to be fun, aren't they?
I didn't think they were fun.
Oh, Karen. Maybe they should have just stuffed you in the library then. Where you were nice and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Janet would have liked the social events.
I wasn't crazy about them.
Yeah.
It's all about schmoozing and kissing up to people.
Well, you know, if people are interesting and tell good jokes and know how to drink, that's fine with me. I mean, I'm an expert drinker now. So yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the social life.
Oh yeah, well, they provide lots of alcohol for you.
Mm.
Lots.
Mhm. Wow. And where's Jonathan working? I mean, I think.
Oh, he got so many interviews. It's really amazing. He must have done very well in his classes.
He did, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he got at least 10 callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He got at least 5 job offers with top firms, too. I mean, he targeted basically the Boston area because
uh-huh.
he went to MIT undergrad, and he
yeah.
really likes the Boston area.
Yeah.
And his sister also is from the area. And so
mm-hmm.
he got a job offer from 2 firms that are considered to be what 2 of the top 3 firms in Boston.
Uh-huh.
One is called Hale & Dorr.
Yeah.
They're considered to be, I think, the second firm or the second best firm in Boston. And the other firm is called Goodwin and Procter, and they're also considered a second or third.
Wow. What about Ropes and Gray?
That's considered number one.
I don't think he
interviewed with Ropes and Gray, but I don't think he got an offer from them.
Oh. Yeah, they take all Harvard people, I think.
Probably.
Wow. So he must have gotten straight A's or straight E's. I guess that's a former grading system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right now I'm putting together my resume, but I have to cut out a lot of activities.
Why?
They suggest that you keep it to one page, and so I really can't fit everything on.
My resume is 2 pages.
Really?
Yeah. But I have so much experience that I feel like I can't leave out some of it because some of it's, you know, relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is 2 pages.
Yeah, I'm going to keep mine to 1 page. Just.
Who says that you can't have 2 pages? Who have you talked to who said that?
Well, our career planning and placement has
mm-hmm.
Puts out a booklet, and
mm-hmm.
they recommend keeping it to 1 page just because firms are flooded by applicants seeking jobs.
Hmm.
And so it's kind of better for both you and the firm to keep it to 1 page. Well, that's what they said. And plus, I don't have much real job experience.
So why is your resume so long, then, if you don't have much real job experience?
Oh, well, I had lots of summer school classes. And.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I have summer school classes from tons of schools, and plus I took UCLA extension courses while I was working on my novel. And so I just kind of have to cut all of that out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. And let's see, I have to do my cover letters.
I know, I'm going to do that when I get back to Virginia. Have you sent out any resumes yet and cover letters?
No, I haven't.
Do you have a computer in California? So I don't have a computer here, so I would do it here, but I'm just going to wait till I get back since I have a computer back in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I brought my computer up, but I have to wait because I gave my resume to the career planning for them to look it over, and I just have to wait for what they say. I put my bodyguarding school in there. Maybe I should take that out.
Your bodyguarding school?
Yeah.
What's that?
I went to bodyguarding school, and they gave training in martial arts and firearms so that I could protect clients.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be quite relevant, Raymond.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are the interviews like?
Well, I didn't have that many interviews. I mean, I sent out... See, the thing is, I didn't send out that many resumes last year because I was really lazy.
Yeah.
And so I sent out maybe a total of 20 to 25 resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got maybe... How many interviews did I get? I got maybe like 4 or 5 interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on who you're interviewing with. But typically, what you do is if you interview with a firm, you go and you meet the recruiting director,
mm-hmm.
and he or she will talk to you for about 10 minutes. And he or she doesn't really interview you, but he or she is just in charge of the program, the recruiting program itself. What he or she has to do is he or she has to find attorneys who will interview you and arrange a schedule for you. And so normally you interview with about 3 different attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll go in and you'll meet attorney number 1 and interview with him or her for about 30 minutes. Then you'll go to attorney number 2 and interview with him or her for another 30 minutes. And you go to attorney number 3, do the same thing. And then... you normally go out to lunch with some of the associates who are relatively young, you know, your age.
Is this a callback interview?
Yeah, this is... No, see, the thing is with the summer process for first-year students, you don't have, like, the 2 separate stages. With second-year students, you have, like, firms who come to the school and interview you, and you interview with the firm for about 15 minutes, and if they like you, they ask you for a callback interview.
Yeah.
But with the first-year summer process... Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have this at UPenn, but at Georgetown, we don't have firms who come to Georgetown to interview us, do you?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Really?
The spring.
You have firms that come to your school to interview you?
Yeah.
For summer jobs?
Yeah, for 1L.
Wow, we don't have that. Like, no one comes to interview us.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have that many firms for 1L summer jobs. They said less than 10. Because normally firms don't come to the school.
Well, we don't have a single firm come to our school.
Yeah, well, Georgetown has so many people that...
Well, we don't have anyone come, so instead you have to send out all your resumes, and if they're interested in you just looking at your resume, then they'll automatically ask you for a callback.
Yeah.
You normally have just that one callback, so just a one-stage process as opposed to the 2-stage process.
Oh, that's kind of good. So if I get anything, that's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, it's just good to get an interview. It's difficult to even get an interview as a first-year student. It really is.
Yeah. What should I put on my resume? Since I put down my Alaska salmon cannery stuff, I'm kind of thinking of sending them a chapter of my book, but then...
No.
No, that won't work.
Well, first of all, you have to understand that they're going to only glance. I mean, on average... They're going to spend 30 seconds on your resume, on your entire application package.
Yeah.
And they're not going to read it. I mean, you should, if they want a writing sample, you should send them something that's very brief, very concise, and it should be a legal document, too. Probably something that you wrote for your legal research and writing class. Because they don't care if you're a creative writer. They don't care. I mean, they want you to be a strong legal writer.
What about, well, you know that Scott Turow is working at Sun and Shine and Math?
Where?
Sun and Shine and Nath.
Say it again. Sun and Shine?
Sun and Shine, Sunnenschein.
Never heard of it. Where was it?
It's they have a branch in Chicago, which is the one that Scott Turow works in. And apparently they're pretty good with letting him work on his novels.
Well, that's because he has a very good reputation already.
Yeah, I guess
he already hit. I mean, he's already made it. He's already, you know, he already has exposure to the public, and he's already sold many novels. And
yeah, he's probably a rainmaker, from my guess. I want to become a rainmaker.
You do.
Well. Okay, so let's see. Where were we? We were talking about. Interviews and firms. Yippee. You sound kind of tired.
Do I? Well, I guess I am kind of tired. But, oh no, we have to talk about skiing also. Let's talk about skiing before our time runs out.
Okay. Okay, so it's on the 6th. Okay, I'll have to change the ticket.
Hello?
Try to get to work on that.
I think if we do go skiing, we'll probably go skiing on Saturday because I think it's easier since most of us have to work on Sunday. On Monday.
Yeah.
So what we would do is we would leave on Saturday morning really early.
Okay.
But you said your flight back is on Saturday.
So I'll have to change that. Okay, Saturday morning. And also, who's going?
See, I don't even have a definite group. I know that maybe two or three friends from the D.C. area are interested.
Yeah, do I know any of them?
I don't think so.
Oh, they're not weird like you, are they?
They're nice. They're nice. So, I don't know how we would do it, because are you going to meet us there? Because we're going to probably drive straight to the ski place, and we probably can't, like, actually go and pick you up because we want to get there, you know, not at 9 or 10 in the morning in order to start skiing.
Yeah.
And I think it would be out of our way to go all the way up to Philly.
Okay.
Unless you know of any ski places that are right near you.
The only one I know of, just one in the Poconos. I'm not sure how far away that is.
Probably pretty far.
Okay, so how...
Would you be able to meet us there?
Let's see. That might be... I can just kind of imagine that, turning into a disaster, not being able to find you guys. Let's see.
Well, can you come down to D.C.?
I
think I know Jonathan comes down to D.C. almost every weekend, and he takes a train, and it's not that expensive. I think he said it was like, what did he say? I don't remember. It's like $38 or $40, I think, one way.
Yeah. But I guess I would have to bring my skis then, right? Would that be inconvenient on a train? I've never done that before.
I'm thinking about bringing my skis on the plane. I don't think it should be a problem.
Okay. And what about the train?
Oh, you can take the train, like, on Friday night. You'd have to take it on Friday night. Come to D.C., spend Friday night here. We would all depart on Saturday morning very early and go skiing all day and come back, so we don't have to spend money on a hotel room or whatever.
Okay.
And then, you know, you can go back to Philly on Sunday.
Okay, that sounds like an idea.
In fact, I think Jonathan might be coming that weekend, so...
Oh, really? Does he ski?
No, he might be in D.C., but he probably won't be skiing because I told you that Young Soo got into a skydiving accident, didn't
I? Yeah,
so she can't do any physical activity for months and months and months, and so he'll probably just, you know, of course, stay with her.
Wow, that's really sweet, you know.
He's a really sweet guy, you know.
Yeah, too bad you lost him.
I lost him. I was never interested in the first place. He's just not my type.
Really?
Well, he and Yangs make a very, very good couple, I think.
Okay. Well, as long as you're not jealous or anything.
Nope. I think he's a very nice person.
Okay.
Very nice person, but I think he's a bit too nice for me, I think.
Oh, I know. You need someone mean. So that way you have a good match.
And Jonathan's just so nice. I've never met anyone as nice as he is.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's so sweet to Young, so he comes to D.C. every weekend, and he brings her flowers every single weekend.
Really? Wow.
And he always brings presents
yeah.
every single weekend.
I know. He's really cool.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I heard during finals week that he sleeps only 2 hours per night. That's someone
Where
told
did you hear that? Did he tell you that?
No. He doesn't really... I think some other people told me that.
Yeah, not only that, he sleeps at the library.
Really?
Like, he'll just study at the library, and then he'll, like, bring his pillow with him, and he'll sleep at the library for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll spend, like, you know, all his time between exams at the library. So he'll be at the library for 3 or 4 days straight, take his exam, then go home and maybe, like, take a shower, and then go back to the library. Study for 3 or 4 days, take the next exam, then go home for, like, 30 minutes, take a shower, and go back to the library. So he, like, lives at the library for, like, 80 hours straight.
Wow. Is that what you did?
Mm-mm. No way. I can't function unless I get, like, 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And then, he would always call Young Soo from the library because he was never home.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's amazing how he can survive on such little sleep. It
yeah.
really is amazing.
Did he call every single day?
Oh, yeah. Every single day he called, and they would talk for at least an hour or two. It was his steady break at the library.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just, I guess I'm not very good at keeping in touch. I never knew he had to do it every single day.
How much time did you spend at the library? Did you study with study groups?
No, not really. Yeah, I just studied on my own.
Do you think you did pretty well, or?
I think I did okay. I didn't do all that great on civil procedure.
But what are your goals? Like, do you want to get all A's, or do you want to get all B's, or do you want to get a handful of A's, handful of B's, or?
I want to get, B pluses or above would be okay. I mean, I don't want to get all B's.
You want to get at least one A, right?
Yeah, I want to get, don't tell anyone this, but yeah, I want to get at least one A.
Why would I tell anyone this? And doesn't everyone want at least one A?
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, I would want straight A's, but I don't think that's for me, it's not possible to get straight A's.
Yeah. Did you do pretty well at Georgetown?
I didn't do as well as I had hoped, but I did well enough that I think I'm... See, Georgetown doesn't have class ranking,
mm-hmm.
but they tell you what top 15% is. They tell you what the GPA is to be in top 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fall around there. So I think I'm approximately at top, 15 or 16% of the class.
Wow. That's good.
And I think I got, I can't really remember. I mean, we only had, how many courses do we have all together? A lot of our courses were four-year courses.
Mm-hmm.
Like civil procedure, property, and contracts were all four-year courses.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had con law as a semester course, and we had torts as a semester course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had one other semester course, didn't we? Oh, yeah, criminal law.
Mm.
So we had a total of 6 courses,
mm-hmm.
and I only got 2 A's, which I wasn't happy about because I'm used to getting. At Georgetown undergrad, I got straight A's. You know, I would have 4.0 semesters and get straight A's all the time.
Oh,
and it was just
cool.
Huh?
No, just kidding.
So it was disappointing not getting straight A's for the first time in my
mm-hmm.
life, and so I got 2 A's, and I got 1 B, and I got the rest were B pluses.
Hmm.
I think I got 1 B. I might have gotten 2 B's. I don't remember.
Well, I hope I get a B plus or above.
I know. I definitely got a B in I got a B in constitutional law.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only B that I got.
Well, yeah,
I don't know. I need to look at my transcript again because I can't remember.
Yeah, you repressed everything.
Yeah, I really am used to getting straight A's, so I was very disappointed. But I mean, you have to understand that. I think law school is much more difficult than undergrad in the sense that people are more serious. I mean,
mm-hmm.
at undergrad, there are a lot of, at undergrad, I knew a lot of people who just partied and who really were not very serious about their grades.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgetown Law School seemed like every single person was very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I didn't get straight A's all the time as an undergrad, so I guess I've just kind of gotten used to it.
Well, I mean, there were semesters where I would get 1B or so. But, on my report card from Georgetown Law, there are definitely more B pluses than A's on my report card. Was not happy about that.
Yeah.
Not happy about that at all. But the other thing is I did get, I was happy that I got at Georgetown, our legal research and writing is a pass-fail course.
Mm-hmm.
But a few students get honors.
Uh-huh.
And so I got an honors in my legal research and writing course. So I was happy about that.
Wow,
and I think that
good.
Looks good on your resume if you get an honors. How does it work at UPenn?
Ours was pass-fail, but now we have, I guess, something kind of like an honors, where I think 10 or 15 students,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it was 10 or 15%. Well, I forget, but just a small fraction of the students.
Probably 10 or 15%.
Yeah, get a special mention or whatever.
Yeah, we have that too.
It's not going to be me, though.
No, but you should try, because I think that's very important, because when law firms look at your resume, they definitely want someone who's a good legal researcher and writer. That's the only thing they really care about.
Really? I'm not sure if our legal research grades are coming out in January, but, I don't know. It's a year course, but,
Oh, so probably not. So when are your grades coming out, mid-January?
Hopefully later.
Wait, actually, you can't even apply for your job until you get your grades, Raymond.
No, I'm applying.
Jonathan said that you have to wait till you get your grades before you send out your resume.
No, I'd rather not send out my resume.
No, but they're going to ask you for your grades anyways.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, it'll be quicker if you just send it in one package. Because what they're going to have to do is if they see your resume, if they're interested in you,
mm-hmm.
then they'll contact you, and then they'll ask you, oh, will you send us your transcript or your grades?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have to send them your grades.
Yeah. Wait, but...
Because Jonathan, I remember, told me that he didn't send out his resumes until he got... Although he didn't have a grading system until he got his passes, fails, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, the honors, or what do you guys have?
We had...
Special mentions, or whatever that stuff
is. But that's really strange, because several of my friends already sent out their resumes.
Really? Why did they wait? Why didn't they wait till they got their grades?
I don't know. I don't think we have to wait. I mean, because lots of people already got interviews.
Wow, that is strange.
Yeah, without even sending grades. And so, I mean, this lots of people. I mean, it's just not a select few.
Huh. So maybe you don't need to give them your grades. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they do want the grades.
Maybe if you get a callback interview, then they'll ask you for the grades.
Yeah, I mean, they do want the grades, but, people have already gotten interviews. It's strange. So I have to get to work on that. Let's see, I think I had some questions to ask you about jobs. Did I ask you? Okay, so it's just legal research and writing. And what about references? Do I need to put those down?
As a first-year summer job, I don't think you really need to provide references
mm-hmm.
because they normally assume that you don't have that much work experience.
Yeah.
And so with my jobs, I didn't have to give, with my job at the law firm, when they interviewed me, they didn't ask me for any references.
Yeah. Okay.
But it depends, because I also interviewed with the district attorney's office in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and I had to give them 3 references.
And you didn't need them?
No, you have to give them 3 references
in
order to even be considered at New York district attorney's office.
Yeah.
And they call each reference. They're very exact about them, and you have to give them 3.
Yeah. So I should get to know my professors.
It's hard, though, isn't it, because your classes are so large?
I got to know 2 of them. And I know my legal writing instructor, but she's just a 3L, so I guess that doesn't matter that much. But, yeah, I know 2 of my professors pretty well. I just hope I did well in their classes. Otherwise, it's not going to look good if I have to ask them for a reference.
Yeah, I guess you should wait till you see how well you do in their classes.
It would be so disappointing if if I didn't do well in their classes, because then I don't know, what am I going to say to them?